What we're given here is a description of the natural, which is pretty bleak. So yeah, 4612, something that really struck me. So with the natural, however, the position is that from earliest infancy and childhood, it receives its essential nature from impressions gained from the world, which come through the external senses. And a person uses and draws on these impressions to develop his understanding. But because the delights of self-love and love of the world reign in him at that time of life, and consequently selfish desires, which are the product of both his heredity and his own actions, the understanding so developed is filled with those desires. And throughout, you're given a picture of the natural that is born of the world, or born of the loves of self and loves of the world. So the flip side, of course, is that we're given a picture of what it is, so that we can see what it is, because that's the only way that we can be released from it. The idea of the Son of Man coming into the world and not to judge, you know, but to save. So when truths approach, they're not coming to condemn us, they're coming to save us. And I think that's, you know, that's because it is, obviously it's truth, or truth from good, you know, it's the Lord's love that is enabling us to see what it is we need to see. And so the point is always to remember that it's not to condemn, it's to actually show us something so that we can then have a choice. And we're not going to get it right in the early stages, at least, of whatever it is we're working with, because, you know, our delights are embedded in these things that we have adopted from infancy through childhood into adult life. So it's a process, an incremental dislodgement from what has been built up as our sense of self into a new sense of self. What strikes me in that regard is that, you know, through giving us a divine revelation in the Word, the Lord provides the material for a new natural. That's what it is, and it's from Him, right? So what He provides is the very things that rational light that sits at a deeper level can actually be brought into our awareness by. So this is the importance of working with the text and accepting that what the text says concerning our natural is true, because it's only as we become to accept that we will begin to look to the Lord to have us released from it, so that the material for that natural which He provides can be given to us. And that's what the heavenly proprium is. It's that it is this Word. You know, heaven is the Word. That there's a, you know, the writings state that categorically, that heaven is the Word. You know, so if the Word is not forming our mind, there is no heaven. Because heaven is very much the state of the goods and truths, or the organization, or the form of the organization of the goods and truths that make up the human mind. So there isn't a natural and there isn't a rational apart from the goods and truths that make them up. We kind of think of these things as containers, and yes, it's, you know, it's a reasonable image to hold, but we have to remember that without thinking and feeling doesn't exist, right? So we need to acquire, as was in the last reading, you know, we need to build the tower in order to have something to fight from, so that natural can be reorganized into a form whereby the Lord can be more fully present in our awareness at the level of the natural.